Let's just get to mailbag.
Yay!
Alright, this
I'm
is mailbag!
Now, do you still sing the song, or did you stop that portion of the show?
We never really sang the song, we just pretended we did.
Yeah, we did. You and I used to sing the song all the time, and then as soon as I left, you were like, oh god, who's gonna sing the song now that Krem is gone?
Well,
and I think
okay.
You were planning to, you know, and you had to teach everybody else to sing the song, and nobody else could get it. And it was always the big running gag that the other person would fail at singing the song with you, because they just weren't quite the same as old Kremo was.
Well,
you know?
Okay, you can sing the song.
I don't remember it. Looks like you're gonna have to refresh my memory, Rick.
Okay, let me try and remember the song myself.
What the hell?
Here's the mail, it never fails, it makes me wanna wag my tail. When it comes, I wanna wail. Mail! I'm doing my hands in a shaky manner. Mail!
That wasn't the song I was thinking of, but it works. Alright, mailbag.
Okay, we are at mailbag, and this week, let me get the actual replies on the screen. Alright, and make sure that we're still recording. Alright. Okay, the topic this week is, what sort of thing would you want to see a Coral Mayhem done about? Sub-question. What is your favorite line from Coral Mayhem?
Interesting.
Yeah, I tried to throw in some Coral Mayhem fun times. This first reply is from Gerano.
Ah, Gerano.
And while I'm reading it...
Another...
Let's see. Ah, crap. Computer's being silly. Quick, Krem, dance!
Da, da, da.
I think I'm going to connect to MIRC and feed you through things through PM. Can you connect, or is it not working?
Oh, no, I'm there already.
All right. Fun times. Everybody's going to get to hear my MIRC beep.
Beep.
All right. Mortis, O-R-U-S, connecting. Join.
Hey, Rick.
Yeah?
Did you know that something awesome happens if you type slash beep 10,000?
Yeah, I know. I did it once.
Wasn't it great?
I turned off my computer.
Don't you just want to try it again?
Fuck you, Krem.
Actually, you can stop it. All you have to do is type beep 0, and then it'll stop.
Yeah, I'm not going to even do that. Alright, I'll read the first one. From Drano,
okay.
Or Dr. Ano, or Dr. Anus. he says, I want to see a Coral Mayhem where we make fun of the worst of yaoi, or however you pronounce that. There's probably some hilarious yaoi out there, or generally bad gay porn. Sub-question, any line said by me because I'm an attention whore? In regards to the complaints about mailbag quality from the last podcast, the replies we sent in are only as good as the topics you give us. Okay, well then, I just won't do mailbag for like a month and a half. Showed you, Dr. Ano.
Okay, so my response to that, on his first thing that he said, he has to make it really hard for us because... You know, I can't figure out how to make a joke about that because all the most obvious ones are way too obvious. You know, like, oh, you would want to see Yowie, but, you know.
Haha, that guy's got a dick in his ass.
I think you've about covered it, Rick.
That's the entire Coral Mayhem.
Well, no, I mean, I guess, yeah, you should respond to this. It's more your area of expertise.
I don't want to do the worst of Yowie because I don't like looking at it.
Well,
I'm pretty...
So what, you did like looking at all the stuff we did before?
To a degree, I found it funny to look at some of them, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That is just... I don't know, I could never...
Oh, come on, you wouldn't think Zoro raping Chopper would be funny?
There's plenty of Zoro x Sanji I could put in.
That's just frustrating to me, but...
You know, there's tons of that shit.
Frustrating.
I'm thinking if we ever did that, it would have to be anti-drawn posser yaoi.
Yes.
Because you just have to spice it up. I mean, all the gay jokes have been done.
Yeah, I mean, the man can draw a mean cartoon dick.
Well, I don't think we can get any more cartoon dick than the guy screwy up the booty guy. He was the equivalent of all internet penis.
Here, why don't we just compromise? We'll write some fan fiction about you and the screwy up the booty guy.
No thank you. I am the screwy up the booty guy.
Not no more, you ain't.
Well, let's move on before we get any more ideas. Shit,
right,
this is
the grammar of 1,000, man.
Okay, I'll not comment. I won't go the cheap route and diss you. This is another long, shitty one, so I'll read it because I don't feel like posting it in 10 chunks in the,
You just don't feel like listening to me read a long, shitty one because I read slower than you.
You do everything slower than me because you're slow.
Blah, 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 blah.
And slightly awkward.
Yes. Yes.
You are the slightly awkward and slower version of me.
I wouldn't be Krem if I wasn't.
Okay, moving on from yoshi348@gmail.com. You know what? I really shouldn't say that. God damn it, Rick. I keep reading people's emails. Whoops. Sorry about that, Yoshi.
Rick, look, I'm going to tell you the truth. There was this one time that I took the email address for the mailbag.
Yeah.
And I went and tried. I went and signed up for a bunch of horse porn newsletters with it.
Well, nothing came through.
I just wanted to know why none of those were ever sent.
It's because Soap actually has spam filters now.
Does he? Okay. I thought it was going to be a fun time. You would start doing the mailbag with somebody, and you'd have like 100 horse porn newsletters.
Well, back in the day, before I actually got the awesome non-spammy mailbag account, I'd go through beforehand and delete all the spam letters.
You should have made them a part of mailbag.
Well, there were like 1,000 fucking spam letters. We had no spam filter.
Okay, I mean, cut them down a bit. Cut them down a bit. But leave some, you know.
There was like at least 40 replies per update, and 30 of them were spam.
Mailbag Mega Dick Edition.
Yeah, pretty much. We'll move on to Yoshi, though. Because
yes,
I just want to get his
say?
Reply out of the way. Offhand slap. Oh. I'm thinking for Coral Mayhem. I'm thinking a Coral Mayhem on Coral Mayhem. But that's just my inner nerd looking for the recursion. It probably wouldn't work out too well. So, on a more serious note, ideally... Jeez, he fucking fucks up every other word. Ideally, we'd get... Sing something singularly awesome. Like
we'd get.
Yeah, it's pretty fucked up. It's all one big block of text. He didn't space at all.
That's interesting.
I think the email.
I think he was trying to make it fun for us or something.
I think the actual email page didn't load properly. I should reload, but. I think I'll actually read this as the single block of text version. Something awesome like Sonnet You again. So we'll keep our eyes open for that. I suppose you can pretty much dive into any subject just by trolling DeviantArt. That place has the nice mid-range disturbing pictures that are somewhat of a sweet spot after the worst of the internet. I'm a bit skeptical about the branching out to non-image targets. They're not as compact, so it's harder to get everyone looking at the same part. Mind you, I haven't gotten to the new mayhem for the Paws birthday yet. Most of all, there's something that we haven't covered yet that'd probably be the best. Although, every once in a while, a classic round is good too. That's all one big block of text. Thank you, Yoshi. No spaces mm-hmm. whatsoever. Sub-question. For some reason... The one that always sticks out with me is Rick's line. I need to pee, how do I pee line from the Mewtwo girl pick. I think that pee is inherently funny, plus it diverts the more disgusting thoughts that can be had. Plus, it's hilarious to think that that's her biggest concern at the point. Okay, I need to breathe now.
Good old scatological humor.
Oh, man. You talk for a second. My face is numb from talking.
Okay, Yoshi, in response to what you said there, Coral Mayhem will continue to occur regardless of what ground we cover in it. So, you have, at the same time, nothing to worry about and plenty.
I think that's the best possible way to say
it. In response to your response about the sub-question, why do you enjoy pee so much?
That kind of adds another fetish onto his list.
Yes, P plus Pikachu equals...
Pikachu.
But Rick, it's already yellow.
Skull joke. Yo ho 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 ho. This one, I'll let you read, even though it's
okay.
Just one big giant turd. Alright, I have to copy it because it broke the fucking page because of his dumbassness.
Oh, did he do one of those? Ah!
Yeah, one of those.
I hate those. I'm gonna break the page.
Okay, Crown, this one is from Spatulator.
Okay. Spatulator says, I would do a Coral Mayhem on your mom. Oh!
Only 10,000 more O's.
10,000 O's.
It breaks.
You would do a Coral Mayhem on my mom.
I didn't copy-paste all the O's. I couldn't copy-paste all the O's. It would have broke the IRC text.
Hey, Rick.
Yeah?
I think that the quantity of O's there is meant as a metaphor for your mom!
Oh! Oh! Okay. Here's the next one. You know what? You can read all of these because I love you, Krem. You're my brother.
I'm your brother. It's funny because it's true.
Alright, here we go. From Spatulator!
Again. Your face is a text area. Only with two periods this time.
That's because Soap doesn't allow the actual your face as a text area to come through. So he found a way to break that lockout.
By adding an extra period.
Yep. Alright.
That's a brilliant, brilliant man.
From Spatulator.
Down its greatest paper film of the 21st century.
Here's the next one, right. Spatulator.
Oh, it's a narrative. It's a haiku. One day, there was a man. The man ate everything in sight. The farmers were upset. They were being eaten out of house and home. However, they had one hope. This hope was Coral Mayhem. The mayhem blinded the man. The end.
Not a bad entry. Certainly better than some other ones.
I guess.
Here you go. Here's the next one from Spatulator.
He doesn't even post anymore. Why is he?
Did you actually listen to the podcast with me and GS Gold?
Wait, you did one with GS Gold?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
There were like 10 Spatulator replies.
That sounds reasonably funny.
And GS Gold just flipped out.
I can feel his blood pressure rising from several thousand miles and a couple months away.
Here's the next one from Spatulator!
His anger breaks time and space. Okay, Spatulator says, "Aw, Rick, he gave you a flower. That's adorable."
Actually, it's supposed to be a stick figure guy, but, you know, slash forward doesn't work in IRC.
It's a flower.
Well, it looks like a flower because you can't have slash forward or forward slash in IRC text.
Now, this was back on, like, last Valentine's Day that you did this mailbag, right?
All of these That's replies are from November. Early November.
Okay.
Okay, here's the next reply from... Spatulator!
Oh, okay. He said, he tried to do the bad teeth emoticon, I guess. I think he realized it would be going to an email inbox rather than, like, the forum.
From?
I mean, in his defense, it is the one part of the site that isn't based on the forum architecture, so...
Yeah,
you know.
Soap was really, really well done when he incorporated everything into forum code. I really like that.
Because it allows the rest of us to be lazy and yet still update.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's the best possible thing you can do for posters.
Yeah, he said, if I don't make this simple for them, they're never going to update, so...
Yeah, I have to make all the holes round and all the pegs circle. That way they can't possibly fail.
Yes. Well, I've started adding in all those sucky little image thumbnails and stuff. I gotta get rid of that crap.
I like the thumbnails.
I'm gonna do a visual revamp or something like that. Web 3.0, man. Web 3.0.
Star Kirby is already planning one of those. Maybe you should get together with him.
No, oh, he's gonna totally outclass me on that one. I should just let him go ahead.
Yeah, well, give him some ideas, I mean. Make him do all the work, but... You know.
I think last time I tried that, I was actually an impediment to him, so...
Well, that really
Come
works
on,
with how you
reply.
Are with
what's
everybody. Okay, the next reply from Spatulator!
Ah! Weedle, 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 weedle. I think eventually you lose the letter D. The D stops happening.
Okay. That's it for Spatulator replies for now.
Thank How many replies total are there?
There's quite a few. I mean, I didn't do this for a month and people just started spamming us.
That's what happens. That was my idea. I mean, yeah.
Alright. There you go. Someone had to talk to you. Alright, there
Thanks
we go.
Thanks for that, Rick.
I'll do the next reply. From Christian Weston Chandler.
Oh, wow.
It's come to my attention through my search of Sonichu that you have intruded into copyright territory, and I request that you remove the name from your website or forum entry and change it to something else. If you do not abide by this request or not reply to this email within 14 days, oh shit, what date did this come in on? November 19th. Whoops. I swear
okay,
by my autism to curse you with bad luck and extreme misfortune. Sincerely, Christian Weston Chandler.
Yeah, well, you know what, Christian Weston Chandler? There was one thing that you didn't think of, and that's Krem. You didn't know I was here, did you?
I think I'm going to post this
it's
and
like
have you
thing...
read this in a smarmy voice.
No, it's like the thing where, you know, like where right in the middle of the arc, Sanji disappears for a while, and then he comes back right near the end to save everybody right when the bad guy's about to kick their asses.
Yeah.
It's like that. Christian, he didn't even know that I existed, but then I show up right now to fend him off.
Mr. Prince.
Yes.
Or Hunter.
In this case, I'm, a
Owen Pallett?
Psychiatrist. I'm a psychiatrist.
The psychiatrist. You're Freud.
It's his worst enemy.
His worst enemy is bathing.
Yes.
Alright, let's just go on. Because obviously that was a fake post reply, not actually Christian Weston Chandler.
No, I thought it was him.
Well, no, they say extreme autism and all that. I hope it's him. That would have been awesome. But if it was him, he would have replied again, and he's not replied again.
Okay, so, moving on to more not him.
I'll I'll let you take this one.
Oh boy.
It has the signature, so I don't have to give the name.
I like when the name comes after the reply better. It's more dramatic that way. Okay. Let's see. Don't worry about CWC. I have taken care of him. There's only one person who is going to take down Posh, and it's going to be me. Signed, Gege, Supreme Lord of Haxing. Oh dear God.
How are we gonna fight off the gay pirates?
Oh man, we haven't even seen Gege. Well, wasn't Gege the one who just goes around by himself? Like Mihawk?
Yeah, Gege is the Mihawk of the Posh pirates.
Doesn't have a crew.
Yeah, he's not excited. Well, he's probably just a dick, and nobody wants to be his crow.
Yeah.
He's the Isao of the gay pirates.
There's only room for one person in his mother's basement where he lives.
Yeah. Alright, we'll go ahead and thank Gay for his... Oh, here's actual spam!
Yay.
Here we
go. Oh boy.
I'll let you read this one. It's from...
Oh boy.
Microsoft Award. Oh.
Okay. Let's see. Do contact me via this email ASAP for claims. Regards, Mike Anderson, Microsoft Promotion Team. You should contact him for claims.
Oh shit. We better stake a claim. Our internet penises will get bigger.
Yes.
Fall 2007. Mega dick. Alright. Enough of me trying to act like Ben. From Phil. From ZFVGUFMBH.
No, wait, don't be fooled. Phil, that's Phil is Spatulator's name.
Okay.
Like his name's Phil, so it's Spatulator again.
Okay.
He's just trying to trick you by saying his actual name.
Phil, aka Spatulator. A day in the life of Atney. That's it.
Ah. I see.
These are some great replies,
he's
folks.
Cleverest. He does.
Here's this next one, and it's for you. From Krem.
Okay, Krem says, I think that is an excellent idea.
So, Krem.
I think that was me.
Yeah, that was actually you.
That was me.
You actually wrote that out while we were on the phone.
Oh. Oh, yeah, that I think that is an excellent idea.
So, you gonna explain what you meant?
Time. I probably thought it was an excellent idea at the time. I'm not really sure how I feel about it now, though.
Okay, in retrospect, was it an excellent idea?
In retrospect, it was an excellent idea.
From Rick at thedailypost.com? Wait, what?
not those faggots again.
Wait a second. If you're gonna fake post as me, at least put down org.
No, I think it actually is Rick from thedailypost.com.
Oh, those fuckers again.
Those fuckers again.
There can be only one, the Daily Post.
We gotta do something about those guys.
Greg.org is going down. Anyway. He says, Hi, my name is Rick. Hello, Rick. My name is Rick.
What a coincidence.
This is my associate, Krem.
Yeah. Say hi to that Krem guy over at your site. Well, actually, I just went to thedailypost.com to see what it was, and I guess the domain is registered or something. There's just, like, an empty directory thing.
Holy shit. Evil clones.
Let's see. Let's view page info, why don't we? Oh, yeah. It's got content, forms, media, security.
Holy shit.
Interesting.
From Soap on a Rope at thedailypost.com.
Them too.
Hi, my name is Soap on a Rope. Spatulator!
It's like Mirror World.
Skim is at thedailypost.com.
Yes.
From Antihero at thedailypost.com. Hi, my name is Elizabeth.
I think they just went down the registered users on the forum in order of them signing up.
Yeah. There we go. Here's something for you. From?
Okay.
Spatulator!
Okay, let's see. How about you all... No, how about all of you sit down and watch John Tucker Must Die all at the same time? That should create some kind of conversation. My favorite line from Coral Mayhem, Soap on a Rope says, no clip art, fail. This should be a rule with every post on the forums. I think that was Grimes, actually.
No, Grimes wasn't in any of the Coral Mayhem.
No, here is Grimes' reply.
No, that's actually Spatulator. It says Spatulator.
Well, Grimes mistakes himself for Spatulator sometimes, I think.
Well, yeah, I guess since it's an actually decent reply, it must be someone else.
Uh-huh.
It's Spatulator at thedailypost.com. He's actually a decent poster.
Yep.
He's well-liked by everyone.
Okay.
And the final reply, since this has taken fucking forever, from Krem at site.org.
Site.org? Okay. Let's see what that site is. I'll bet they have all kinds of interesting Krems over there. Site.org. Oh, wow. Rick, site.org, it's Las Vegas Hotel New Cars.
Holy shit, Mario CV!
I know. It's Las Vegas Hotel New Cars, Sunburst Pub, Travel Services, Car Rental, Airfare, Mail Order Bride, Museum, Television, Spa, Dance Club, Park. Jeez, it's like a Talking Heads concert up in here.
I've always never liked the actual term Mail Order Bride. Because, you know, one misspelling and
yeah.
They may send a man. Took you a second, didn't it?
I never liked the term mail order bride because, like, you know, you cut open the packing tape, you unwrap the cellophane, and there she is.
Hideous?
Yes.
It's like...
So...
It's Krem from dailypost.com.
What did our fair Krem CV have to say?
Krem CV says, this one time that I... And that's it.
Like, there was no period at the end of the sentence?
There's no nothing at the end of the sentence, because there's no end of the sentence.
This one time that I... I think that's something I actually said once, and somebody copied my post from the forum to... You know, to make the fake mailbag reply from me.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Because that is something I said once.
I opened it up and thought I would see, you know, like, all sorts of advertisements. Alright, I think that's it.
No, they're actually trying to do a decent job of imitating me.
Alright, yeah, I think that's
it. Or maybe there really was this one time that they...
You Krem and your silly adventures on the sea.
Right. Uh-huh. That happened.
I'm toggling them all. I don't even care if I have to actually do the mailbag.
So what's the next part of our? So what's the next part of our podcast?
Let's wrap up mailbag first. Final thoughts.
Not much.
You have to have thoughts to actually have any final ones.
Yeah. It's almost noon.
It's 2 o'clock here.
Okay. Hey, we didn't mention how I, like, finished high school today.
All right, well, that'll be our next topic of conversation. Mailbag over. Krem,
Okay.
how is not being in school anymore?
It's been pretty exciting for the last couple hours. I'm hungry.
Okay. So apparently being out of school makes you a stoner.
You don't have to be a stoner to be hungry.
What silly business is this?
You're right. I mean, I have all of it. I have the being hungry, the not making sense, the mumbling unintelligibly. I got it all. The laughing at absolutely nothing. I do that.
Yeah, you do that. I figure you fidget uncomfortably when you talk.
I pace.
I do that too, though. So.
Okay. I'm glad you know what pace means.
Walking around back and forth.
Very good, Rick. Very good.
I get a gold
I'm
star.
impressed. I'm impressed.
I'm impressed. I'm impressed. You
That was
didn't
your
like,
song.
you did not like the else.
I didn't like the elf.
I can't respect you anymore, Krem. I've lost respect for you.
I know.
That was definitely the best They Might Be Giants album I've ever heard.
I didn't get it.
You don't
I
get
didn't get it.
awesome.
I don't get the elf. Like, I know it's music and it's there, but I don't really get it.
How do you not like the Cap'n?
I didn't get it.
Well, I could make a you don't get girls joke here, but I won't. That's kind of
No, that's
underhanded.
true also. That's also true, so yeah.
You know, really, who does get girls? Besides Wally.
Yeah.
That guy's a pimp.
'Cause he is one. He is a girl.
Oh, break the page.
Oh. Yes.
Holy
You
shit.
know, I've come to find something. It's a trend. It's a trend here. It's a trend in lots of places.
What?
I found that bisexual guys get more chicks.
Why?
It's true. I don't know. I don't know.
I'm kind of puzzled about that now.
It's mysteries of life, but yes.
I have never actually met a bisexual person in person. Ever.
Really? Well, you
No,
met.
there are no real gay people or bisexuals here.
Interesting.
That's why I guess no one would admit it, but I mean, I've seen people who are obviously something. You know, when you sound like one of the guys from Queer Eye from a Straight Guy and act that way, you know, there's a chance.
Yeah, I mean, we have this one guy at my school that, oh, well, it's not my school anymore, but we did that when I was there. There was this one guy that he was just like, really flamboyant guy, walked around in these little like designer sweatshirts with all this faux fur lining and had the flowery voice and all that and
Cosplayed as
this thing he
Squall.
did with his hair. He had, all of that most flamboyant guy I've seen there. And that guy got more chicks than like anybody.
I will give you a hint right now, sir. Chicks dig
Yeah.
long hair. I don't know why. Well, at least
Not necessarily.
chicks here dig long hair. I don't know about where you're at, but you know, I get more compliments on my hair than when I dress up.
It depends on what you do with it.
People say I
It's
look
not
like a
how long your
lion.
hair is, it's how you use it.
It's the motion of the ocean.
I guess.
But yeah, women, who gets them? They're all crazy and emotional. I still don't get them. I've been around.
You know, Rick, I got an idea just now.
What?
Maybe for the site, maybe sometime if I want to start. Remember when we used to do interviews with people?
Yeah.
I should do interviews of my coworkers.
Yeah, you should.
I'll bring my camera to work one day and
just do random interviews.
Yeah.
That would be awesome. You should do that, like, right now. Get your fucking camera.
Uh-huh.
When you go
to
work.
Oh, you'd love Colton.
Yeah?
Let's see. Probably it would be sometime next week I'd be able to do it.
Yeah, definitely.
I'd have to do it when we're, like, when we're not too busy.
I'm all for it.
But
let's waste more of Soap's web space.
Yes. Well, you would love Colton. Colton's a fun character.
What's he like?
He's basically the perennial hillbilly. I told you about him already, actually.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
Yeah, the guy who drinks more Jack Daniels than water.
That's just a healthy diet.
Yeah.
That's a man who has priorities.
He comes into work all, like, pissy sometimes, and that's when you know he hasn't had his Jack for the day.
When you drink before noon, that's a sign of a problem. Your drinking's supposed to be done after noon.
Yeah.
When you wake up and the first thing you do is reach for a beer, you might be a redneck.
Yes. It's funny because it's true.
We should get more interviews from random people.